runs, 7 of them earned, 5 walks, 16 strikeouts. Similar strikeout-to-walk ratio here for the Princeton Whistlepigs. His warm-up tosses have been completed. Aiden Hill is climbing into the left-handed batter's box. Half his body's in the sun, half is in the shadows. And now from the windup, Jacob Stretch delivers the first pitch of the game, and it's a called strike. Again, right on time. They do it really well here at Princeton. So we've started at 6 o'clock on the dot the last 2 days. Wind up in an 0-1. Hill takes again. And again, Sam Harris raises up his right fist to signal strike two. Jesus Morel is out in the field in this game. He's stationed over behind the first base bag with nobody on. Jacob Stretch winds up and brings an 0-2 pitch. Hill takes that one just off the plate outside. A pretty good pitch by Jacob Stretch in an 0-2 count. Stretch sets with both of his feet pointed basically right at the home plate. He shakes a sign, holds a black glove, sends his left leg into motion, kicks it, and brings a 1-2. Hill fans and misses. Strikeout for Jacob Stretch to start this game. It's number 17 on the summer for Jacob, and Aiden Hill, who struck out 3 times in game 1, has struck out here to start game 2. Tyler Cerny now. Cerny had a home run in yesterday's game. That got the scoring started. First pitch to Tyler. Taken for a called strike. Sun is shining right now on Honeycutt Field. There's that same shadow that encroaches over the batter's circle, but most of the rest of the field is baking. Stretch with a very deliberate windup. And now Cerny wants time as he's taking a long time. His left foot is off the rubber. His right foot is on the first base side of it. He sends his left leg into motion first, then his right, kicks his left, and brings a strike to Tyler Cerny. Strike after strike here for Jacob Stretch. He's ahead of Cerny, no balls and 2 strikes. Game time temperature in the low 80s. 0-2 pitch to Cerny. Swing and a miss. A couple of strikeouts start this game for Jacob Stretch. Winds are blowing pretty hard in this game. Officially sustained at about 10 miles an hour, but they're gusting harder than that. Winds are out of the west, maybe southwest a hair. And in general, they are blowing out in this game. So if somebody can hit a ball well up in the air, they might get some help from that wind as the American flag whips out in right center field. Jack Mosh now will bat from the left side and take low for ball 1. Jack Mosh leads the league in on-base percentage with a .514 clip. He was 1-for-2 last night with 3 walks, so reach base in 4 of his 5 trips. 1-0 pitch to him. He is lifted down the left field line out of play. It's 3:30 down the lines here at Honeycutt Field and 3:96 to straightaway center. You wouldn't know that as there's no markings on the field. And to get that from the media guide, 1-1 pitch to Jack Mosh, and that one is out of play off to the left again. It's now a ball and 2 strikes. The wall isn't very high, especially compared to Johnson City and Elizabethton, just a standard height fence around most of the field here, about 6 to 8 feet high. The batter's eye in center stretches out to maybe 15 feet tall. 1-2 pitch to Mosh. This one is sent on the ground, out to short. First chance for the defense for the Whistlepigs and Cade Campbell, who throws out Jack Mosh to retire the side. So a pair of strikeouts and a ground out starts this game as a perfect 1-2-3 inning for Jacob Stretch. His bats are off to work next in a scoreless game between the Flyboys and the Whistlepigs.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Fans, when you come out to the ballpark, make sure to stop by our concession stands to get yourself a nice Juice Elm Hill hot dog. Elm Hill, the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the first inning, Game 2, 7-inning Sunday, Appalachian League Baseball between the Fly Boys and the Whistle Pigs. Howie Boxley here with you as the Whistle Pigs will get their first turn to bat here in this context. In this contest next, they will be going up against Roan Tarbert, who's making his fourth straight start on a Sunday. 6'2", 215, 20-year-old Roan Tarbert, who is a pitcher that attends Tallahassee Community College. Fly Boys will be getting another one of those pitchers on Monday, as they've lost a few arms over the last several days. Roan Tarbert so far this year in his three Sunday starts, a 5.73 ERA, 11 innings pitched, 9 hits, and just like Jacob Stretch, 10 runs, 7 of them earned. 8 walks, 11 strikeouts, a 2.05 batting average against. His team is 2-1 in games in which Tarbert pitches. Tarbert officially an 0-1 record. And he will face off with Mike Kaczewski to start this game. Kaczewski, the left-hander, takes outside for ball one. Kaczewski in yesterday's game was 1-for-5. 1-0 pitch, taking all the way, and Kaczewski is rung up for strike one. Tarbert works very quickly and delivers a 1-1. That pitch misses low, 2 balls and a strike. Tarbert toes the third base side of the rubber. With his feet together, pointed towards third, left foot into motion, kick, and the 2-1, and now it's quickly 3-1 on Kaczewski. Leadoff batter has 5 stolen bases this year, batting .288 coming in, and takes a 3-1 pitch over the outside corner for strike two. Kaczewski had turned toward first and took a couple steps, but brought back by Sam Harris. Payoff pitch. Swung on and hit softly out to second. First chance for Tyler Cerny, who's over there again, and he throws out Kaczewski for out number one. Flyboys fan out in their blue tops, gray pants, red lettering, and numerals outlined in white. Greenville across the chest, traditional road uniforms for the Flyboys. Red caps for the Red Bills and the three-star logo on the front. Ray Ortiz, Wallace Clark, Tyler Cerny, Joel Dragoo, the defenders on the infield from third to first. Jesse Robinson Jr. in the batting box right now and takes strike one. Solden Munson received that pitch and tossed it back. He's the catcher. Austin Bodie, Aiden Hill, Saborn Campbell from left to right as Tarbert delivers up and away for ball one. Jesse Robinson Jr. leads the team in average, runs, tied for first in RBIs and doubles, and sends this one on the ground out to third. Backhand stab by Ortiz. Long throw across the diamond and a fast runner. He got him. Ray Ortiz with a great play right there to rob Jesse Robinson Jr. of an infield hit. A couple of ground outs and two down here in a scoreless first inning. Ball was banged hard down the third baseline. Ortiz backhanded it, planted his feet to make sure he could make a strong throw across. He did just that and got Robinson Jr. by about half a step. Ellis Garcia now will get his first look in this series. Tarbert delivers high to Garcia. Inside 2-0 now to Garcia. Fastball, changeup, cutter, slider for Roan Tarbert. The pitch mix, 2-0. Is swung on and hit on the ground out to short. This is the first chance for Wallace Clark, and he makes a true throw to retire the side. So a ground out to second, third, and short. That's a good way to start the game for Roan Tarbert, who works a perfect bottom of the first. No score between the Flyboys and the Whistle Pigs as we go to inning number two.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hit a grand slam when you choose to make East Tennessee State University your home away from home. You'll find a vibrant and welcoming community, resources to support academic and personal success, and a full calendar of student activities available throughout the semester. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions to be at the center of the Buccaneer experience. Top of the second inning, both pitchers work a perfect 1-2-3 first, so a scoreless game between the Flyboys and the Whistle Pigs, as Jacob Stretch will go back to work against the middle of the Greenville order, starting with Joel Dragoo. Dragoo riding a modest two-game hitting streak into action today. 282 average for Dragoo, 14 runs, 22 knocked in, which is good for second in the league in RBIs. First pitch to Dragoo comes from the sun into the shadows, and the right-hander takes it inside for ball one. Whistle Pigs fan out in the same jerseys they did in yesterday's 6 o'clock start. 1-0 pitch to Dragoo, and this one is shot up the ladder. Shallow left center field. Four fielders will converge, but it'll be the center fielder, Mike Kazuski, who takes over for out number one. White tops and the white pants with the pinstripes for the Whistle Pigs. Brown lettering and numerals outlined in yellow. Whistle Pigs across the chest. Brown caps with the brown bigs with that vermin on the front of the cap. As Wallace Clark will bat now and take outside. Clark has had a good last week or so. 1-0 pitch to him. Outside 2-0, switch hitter batting left against the righty. His average is now up to 240. And a few games ago, he was 5 for 31 and at 161. So a much better look for Clark, who takes a big hack and a miss at a ball darting down and out of the zone. Since he was 5 for 31, he's 7 for his last 19, which is a 368 average, and he has four extra base hits, the first four of the summer. 2-1 pitch to the Oklahoma player, and he takes down and in, 3-1. To Clark. And this one has popped up on the infield this time in the left side. It's going to be a chance for the third baseman, Blake Mayberry, who almost lost that ball in the sun, but adjusted to his left and made the catch just to blow his waist height for out number two. So in those white jersey tops and pants fanned out for the Whistle Pigs, Blake Mayberry, Cade Campbell, Ellis Garcia, Cam Careswell from third to first, Spencer Bartel, Mike Kazuski, Jesse Robinson Jr. from left to right field. Tucker Moore does the catching. As Ray Ortiz will dig into the batter's box here. Sam Harris went out to deliver a new baseball to Jacob Stretch. First pitch to Ortiz. And he takes that one just outside. Started to swing, but stopped himself. Ray Ortiz, a 262 average, 14 runs, 6 knocked in. 1-0 pitch from Stretch. It's a pretty pitch over the outside corner for strike one. That was a slider that time from Jacob. It's his primary off-speed pitch. He also has a fastball, of course, a changeup, and a cutter. 1-1. Fastball misses low. Flags are still whipping out in right center. Blowing out. 2-1 pitch to Ortiz. Big swing and a miss. Another slider, and Ortiz was fooled. And now it's a 2-2 count. To Ray. It's a slider that Ortiz was able to lay off that time, and now a full count. T Ortiz made a nice play in the bottom of the first inning on a backhand. Payoff pitch to him is swung on and sent out to center field. Hit pretty well. The wind might have a hold of this one. Back to the wall is Kazuski. He leaks up and he can't catch it. He drops the baseball. Ortiz is into second with a double. That's your first look at how much this wind is playing tricks out here. That ball was hit pretty well by Ortiz, but not that well. Kazuski had to go all the way to the wall, and he leaped up. It hit off his leather and then fell down around his feet. And Ortiz was streaking into second with a double. First base runner of the game for either side. And now a two-out RBI chance for Austin Bodie. Stretch to Bodie. This one is swung on and whacked into center field as well, but on a line right at Kazuski. And that will retire the side. So the Flyboys get their first hit of the game. It's a double for Ray Ortiz. He's stranded on second base. To the bottom of the second, no score between the Flyboys and the Whistle Pigs as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Schwartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade, have a high customer return rate, and are BBB accredited. Give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project. Bottom of the second inning, Flyboys none, Whistle Pigs one, and Roan Tarbert will go back to work after a perfect start to the game. Three groundouts for Tarbert in the bottom of the first. Cam Careswell will be the first to greet him in the bottom of the second. Throw was just made down to second base. Wind is still blowing out. Ray Ortiz just got some help from that wind, and that resulted in a double. So if somebody gets a hold of one, especially a lefty like Careswell, could easily send one out with these short dimensions, the short wall, and the wind helping. First pitch to Careswell is a called strike one. The sun is shining down on Honeycutt Field. There are some puffy white clouds overhead as well. A one pitch to Careswell, big swing and a miss, 0-2. There is a line of showers and storms off to our west in the state of Kentucky, generally moving this way. 0-2 pitch to Careswell, stays high, 1-2. Hopefully they will stay out of here until we play seven innings of baseball and maybe a half inning of sudden death. 1-2 pitch to Careswell, outside 2-2. Fast start to the game so far. Got through one and a half innings in about 15 minutes. 2-2 pitch to Careswell. Helps with Tarbert's lightning-like pace, and he delivers low. It's now 3-2. And that's high ball four. So Careswell coaxes a leadoff walk. First base runner of the game for Princeton. No stolen bases yet for Careswell on the summer. So we'll see if he tries to do any running with Spencer Bartell coming up. We are in Mercer County, West Virginia. Same county that holds Bluefield. And the Bluefield Ridge Runners, Spencer Bartell, the batter now. And takes a called strike. We are one county away from being under a severe thunderstorm watch, which is just off to our west. 0-1-2 Bartell, up and away, 1-1. But again, the hope is we just get the game in and get on out of here. Playing game 24 of 48, the halfway mark here on July 2nd. 1-1 pitch to Bartell. This one is swung on and grounded foul. Third base side. It's take a look around the Appalachian League where everybody is playing thus far, except for the game that's scheduled to start at 7. 1-2 pitch to Bartel, and that one's fouled away. So we have one game that started at 5. That's the State Liners and the River Riders. They're in the bottom of the fourth. River Riders lead 2-1. Those two teams got postponed yesterday. They'll do a makeup doubleheader on July 11th. Weather permitting. 1-2 pitch to Bartel. Top of the zone. Munson trying to bring it down, but called the ball. 2-2. Burlington all over Johnson City early on in that 7-inning game. Sock Puppets lead 5-0 in a battle of the two division leaders. 2-2 pitch to Spencer. This one is hit hard on the ground. That is a foul ball. A foot or so wide of third base. Ridge Runners have a lead over the Otterbots 3-2. Otterbots scored 7 runs in the 9th inning to win by 6 yesterday and snapped the Ridge Runners' 6-game winning streak. Kingsport and Pulaski scheduled to start at 7 Eastern. 2-2 pitch to Bartel. Top of the zone again. That one was closer and a changeup, but called the ball again as Harris is squeezing Tarbert here a bit. Runner on first is Careswell. Bottom of the second, no score. 3-2 pitch to Bartel. Check swing, and that one is low. So back-to-back walks start the second inning, and Princeton has 2 on and nobody out. Text line is in effect again this afternoon. If you want to chime in on the broadcast at 828-592-4436, 828-592-4436. You can text into the broadcast. Cade Campbell, the batter now with runners on first and second. Nobody out. Corners are in for Greenville, and that pitch is taken down and away. Interesting, Joel Dragoo is in on the grass. He's actually about a step in on the grass. Clark is playing generally even with a third base bag. Ray Ortiz, beg your pardon, playing evenly with a third base bag. And a big swing and a miss by Cade Campbell. So Clark and Cerny, the two middle infielders, are playing at double play depth. So right-handed batter in Cade Campbell. So Dragoo thinks it would be soft contact if it's to him. 1-1. This is popped up. Foul territory. Dragoo racing over toward the dugout. And beyond the dugout of the Whistle Pigs, it bangs off the concrete down there. Caroms back into the field to play. It's a foul ball. Dugouts here in Princeton are rather strange. They are underground. I was standing in one earlier. 2 on, nobody out. 1-2 pitch to Cade Campbell. And this one is hit hard out to right center field. Wynn might have a hold of this. Aiden Hill on a dead sprint along with Saborn Campbell. Neither one can catch it. Rounding third and heading for home is Cam Careswell. Stopping at third is Spencer Bartel. A couple of walks and a hard double, and the Whistle Pigs lead 1-0. So give Cade Campbell an RBI. 8th RBI on the year for Campbell. Careswell scores for the 11th time. Runners on second and third. Nobody out for Tucker Moore. Switch hitter. Batting left against the righty. Defense was in for Greenville. Now they back up in the second inning. First pitch from Tarbert. That one drops in for strike one. So the dugouts are underground, and when you're standing down there, I'm about 6 feet tall or so, your head is pretty much in line with the third base bag, which is really strange. 0-1 pitch to Tucker Moore outside, 1-1. And there's no steps or anything to stand on, so you can't really cheer your team on from the railing. There's a netting that you can see through, but it's just kind of awkward. So 1-1 pitch is sent in the air out to left field. That should be potentially deep enough to score another run. Bodie catches it in the gap. Tagging from third is Bartel. The throw is going to be cut off by Wallace Clark at shortstop. Sacrifice fly for Tucker Moore. First out of the inning, but now 2-0 Princeton. RBI number 6 on the year for Moore. Bartel scores for the 12th time. And Princeton off to a good start here. Runner on second, one out for 8-hole hitter Phoenix Mesa. So most of the players in the dugout kind of just sit down because it's so awkward. Not like most dugouts where you can stand on the railing and cheer on. His first pitch to Mesa stays low. Good block by Munson. Flyboys come in 11-12 on the year, trying to go up an even 500 in the first half. They're 6-6 at home. They're 5-6 on the road. 1-0 pitch to Mesa. Taken down and in, 2-0. Mesa with a 378 average coming in. 9 runs, 7 knocked in. He was 3-for-4 with a double and 2 knocked in last night's game. It's the start in the 8 hole again in the batting order. 2-0 pitch to him. Swung on and hit hard, but right at second. Tyler Cerny bobbles it momentarily, but recovers and throws out Mesa for out number 2. Cade Campbell will advance to third on that play, but now there's 2 outs. Ball was barreled by Mesa, but luckily for Greenville, right at Cerny, who went down to one knee and blocked it with his body, kept it close by, threw him out. So Blake Mayberry now with a runner on third, 2 outs, 2 already in, 2-0 Whistle Pigs. Tarbert to Mayberry, and that one misses down and in for ball one. Roan Tarbert in his last start last Sunday, 4 innings, 5 hits. He gave up 7 runs, 4 of them earned, walked 3, struck out 3. 1-0 pitch to Mayberry is a tapper up the third baseline. That's a fair ball, tough play, and now Ortiz chucks it down the right field line. So it's going to be an infield hit and a throwing error on Ray Ortiz, and a third Princeton run is in. I honestly thought that that touched Mayberry or somebody in the batter's box, but clearly not. So it's going to be an infield hit for Mayberry. Give him his 12th RBI. Cade Campbell scores from third, his 6th run of the season. And heading to second on the throwing error is Mayberry, E5. First error of the game on Greenville, 44th of the season. Mike Kaczewski now back up there in the top of the order, and he takes low, ball one. Whistle Pigs led by 4 2 different times yesterday. They lead by 3 early in this one. 1-0 pitch to Kaczewski. This one is hit on a line right to third. Ray Ortiz sticks out his leather and catches that to retire the side, but not before. The Whistle Pigs score 3 runs on 2 hits, 1 error, 1 man. Left on base. We're off to the third in a 7-inning game. 3-0 Princeton.
Imagine a lady who wouldn't give up her seat on the bus. A TV host who wanted to be your neighbor. Or an inventor whose 10,000 failures didn't stop him. These vivid images all share the same caption. Inspiration. These people just did their best. And they inspire us. Now, what will you do to inspire others? Inspiration is in you. From PassItOn.com.
Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations recommended. Call
423-7875. Top of the third inning. The Whistle Pigs just picked up 3 second inning runs. They lead 3-0 through 2. 8-9-1 scheduled for Greenville here in the third, starting with Solon Munson. Jacob Stretch has retired 6 of the first 7 men he's faced. Ray Ortiz, the only man to reach on a double. Munson 7-for-31, 226. First pitch to Munson is taken outside for ball one. Defense for Princeton, pretty much all that normal positioning. Mayberry is hugging the third base line rather aggressively as Munson takes up and in for ball two. Mayberry playing way behind the bag and about 4 or 5 steps off the chalk. So pretty sizable hole in between short and third. 2-0 pitch to Munson. Big swing and a miss. Chased a pitch out of the zone. Looked like a changeup that time from Stretch. And now 2-1. Flag still whipping out in right center with wind sustained at about 10 miles an hour. 2-1 to Munson. That one bends around the plate, catches the corner for strike two. Slider that time. Stretch shakes off two signs, gets one he likes. Into the windup, big left leg kick in the 2-2. It was a fastball that just missed down and away. Stretch has a really long motion on his windup. Sends both his legs slowly into motion, then hikes up his left leg, kicks it really high, and delivers ball four to Solon Munson. So a 6-pitch walk to Solon, and the second base runner of the game for Greenville as they try to respond to the 3-run second by the Whistle Pigs.
Stanford, right field number 29,
Saborn Campbell. Saborn Campbell, the 9-hole hitter. He was 0 for 4 in last night's game. He's 2 for his first 10 for Greenville with the double. White batting gloves for the Stanford Cardinal, and Saborn is swinging at the first pitch, sends it on the ground, out to short. Fielded by Campbell, shovel flip to second for one, return to first, a double play. That was a tailor-made 6-4-3. Wrapped into by Saborn Campbell, so the leadoff walk is erased, and two outs, nobody on for Aiden Hill. Campbell is a fast runner, but pretty much nobody is beating that one out. Hard hit ground ball right to the shortstop. Scooped it up, fired to second. And Garcia returned it to first. So Aiden Hill struck out swinging his first time up and takes high for ball one. Aiden 15 for his first 71. He struck out 25 times. He does have 9 runs and 9 batted in. 1-0 pitch to him. Down and in, 1-1. He had 3 hits in last night's game and an RBI. Plays great center field. There's that front red shin guard on his right shin for his high school. Black batting gloves, 2-0 pitch. Is whacked right back where it came from. That ball was smoked by Aiden Hill. Just under the glove of Jacob Stretch and into center field for a solid single. 105 miles an hour off the bat of Aiden Hill. That was one of the hardest hit balls we've seen all year. And in fact, if I had to guess, probably the second hardest hit ball by a Flyboy player this summer. Gavin Boyle hit one 106 miles an hour on his 3-run homer. But that ball had the pop to it. As luckily it was low enough, if it was any higher, you would have been concerned for Jacob Stretch. Tyler Cerny's the batter. He also struck out swinging his first time, and right-hander takes down and away for ball one. 3-0 Whistle Pigs, top of the third in a 7-inning game. Sun shining down on Honeycutt Field with a shadow that encroaches upon the batter's circle. Pickoff attempt here, and Hill back in easily. The ball starts in the sun, then comes into the shadows about 75% of the way to the hitter. Hill with a big lead. He has a team-leading 7 stolen bases. There he goes. The pitch is swung on and missed. Throw down to second is not in time. Aiden Hill with a nice slide sort of around the tag there, which was applied by Garcia. And Hill is in safely to second base with a stolen base. That's his 8th of the season. 8 for 11 in stolen bases, and he's in scoring position with Cerny with 2 men out. 1-1. Swung on and hit hard under the glove of Mayberry into left field. Hill is going to round third. He's going to score. RBI base hit for Tyler Cerny, and the Flyboys are on the board here in the third. It's another hard hit ball. 96 miles an hour off the bat of Tyler Cerny. Aiden Hill scores for the 10th time this summer. Tyler Cerny picks up his 7th RBI. He hasn't been with the team very long. So two out, run scored by the top of the Flyboys order, and now the league leader in on-base percentage, Jack Mosh, who grounded out to short his first time up. First pitch to Mosh, and he takes outside. Cerny might try to do some running as well. He's 3-for-4 in stolen bases. He's held on by Careswell. Golf attempt, and Cerny back in standing up. One-oh pitch to Jack Mosh. Takes that one outside, 2-0. Mosh with 13 walks this season. He's only struck out 8 times. He's been hit 4 times. So combined walks and hit by pitches, more than double his strikeouts. That's always a good thing to do, and part of the reason why his on-base percentage leads the league. 2-0. Popped up. Right side of the infield, now drifting into foul territory. His first baseman cares well. His glasses are gleaming, and he makes the catch for out number 3. But a couple of two-out base knocks and a stolen base by Greenville nets them their first run of the game. We're off to the bottom of the 3rd, 3-1 Whistle Pigs.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
East Tennessee State University provides innovative, unique, and engaging hands-on learning opportunities. When you live on campus, these opportunities are just outside your door. You'll also be steps away from classes, on-campus events, dining, and entertainment. You'll never strike out because there's always something to do and new friends to meet at ETSU. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Bottom of the 3rd inning, Whistle Pigs lead 3-1. Flyboys just picked up their first run of the game in the top of the 3rd. And now the dangerous Jesse Robinson Jr. will lead off the 3rd inning against Roan Tarbert, who's back out after giving up 3 second inning runs. First pitch to Robinson Jr., big swing and a miss, top of the zone. Robinson was trying to unload for his second home run of the year. Missed every stitch of it. Black bat, white batting gloves for Robinson Jr., who swings and fouls this one out of play off to the right, 0-2.
That foul ball brought to you by Safeway.
1-0-2 to Robinson upstairs, a ball and 2 strikes. One-two pitch. Breaking pitch that stays high. It's now 2-2. Like a slider try that time from Tarbert. 2-2. Fastball is sent on the ground, out to short. Then a one hop into the glove of Wallace Clark, and he will throw out a Speedy Robinson Jr. for the first out of the bottom of the 3rd. Well, Garcia, the batter now, he grounded out to short his first time up, and he takes low for ball 1. One 0 to Garcia. That one misses outside, 2-0. Garcia Garcia attends West Virginia and takes up and in 3 balls and no strikes. Played a ton of games for West Virginia this past season, 53 of them, and batted 260. And he hits this one hard on the ground to Clark. Couple of hops into his chest, and he throws out Garcia for the second time in this game. Nice defensive play by Wallace Clark, and two up, two down here. As Clark gets a couple assists here to start the bottom of the third. Cam Careswell is next. Walked and scored the game's first run last inning. First pitch to Careswell. Right there, a strike. Missouri Tiger, 0-1 pitch to Careswell. It was a pitch that just missed low, 1-1. Tarbert works quickly and delivers the 1-1 pitch, which is low again. 2 balls and a strike. One to Careswell. Grounded fair at first. Fielded over there by Dragu. He will race to the bag and step on it after retreating into foul territory to get it for out number 3. So 3 ground outs here in the third inning. And we move along to the fourth. 3-1 Whistle Pigs.
Pass it on.
Here's a short quiz. Who won Best Actress last year? Who won the World Series 2 years ago? And finally, name your favorite teacher. Now, I'm guessing that the last question was the easiest. Why is that? Because that person made a difference in your life. So, go ahead and make a difference. Because making a difference is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Hey fans, Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. Since 2012, Wicked Weed has been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at a local retailer.
Top of the fourth inning, Whistle Pigs lead the Flyboys 3-1 as we are cruising right along. In the seven-inning Sunday game, we've only been playing for 42 minutes. We made it through 3 innings, just 4 to go. And then we will be halfway through the 2023 Appalachian League season, game 24. Greenville Flyboys and Joel Dragu will lead off here in the top of the fourth against Jacob Stretch, who's been doing some great pitching. He's got a great pitching coach, Bobby Jenks, pitching coach here in Princeton. Had a 7-year MLB career, Bobby Jenks. He spent 2005 to 2010 with the Chicago White Sox. Played for the Red Sox as well. First pitch to Dragu here in the fourth, and that one bends inside for ball one. Jenks originally drafted in 2000 by the Angels, the Anaheim Angels, in round 5. 1-0 pitch to Dragu, and this one is sent foul off to the right near the exposed bullpen of the Princeton Whistle Pigs. Both bullpens exposed down the lines here. And a field that is also used by Princeton High School and Middle School. Stretch from the windup, the 1-1 to Dragu. And he bangs this one on a couple of hops under the glove of Blake Mayberry into left field. So Blake got a tricky hop, and Joel Dragu leads off the fourth inning with a base hit. Wallace Clark will bat next. Flyboys trail 3-1. Bobby Jenks was a 2-time All-Star in 06 and 07 with the White Sox, and he won a World Series in his rookie season. And he didn't just stand by idly while his team won the World Series. He went out and literally won a World Series. Yes. Wallace Clark takes strike one. He pitched in all 4 games of the 05 World Series, picked up saves in games 1 and 4. So Bobby Jenks literally was the man that was mobbed when the White Sox won the 05 World Series. As Clark takes outside 1-1. Bobby Jenks also held the record for most batters retired in a row in Major League history for a number of years, with 41 of them until his record was broken in 2014. 1-1 pitch to Clark, and that one's taken down and in for ball 2. No advance by Dragu. Bobby Jenks was the pitching coach and eventually the manager for the Grand Junction Rock, which was an indie ball team, before settling with the Princeton Whistlepigs this summer. Comes in with major league experience, tons of it across the league in the coaching staffs. Of course, Cook and Tettleton for Greenville, also major league experience, as Clark takes high. It's now 3-1. Flyboys with one on, nobody out, top of the fourth, 7-inning game. Greenville trailing 3-1 here in Princeton. Stretch from the stretch brings it to Clark, outside, ball four. Single and a walk, two on, nobody out. Bring up Ray Ortiz. Ortiz picked up his third double of the season in the second inning and his 18th hit. He's had a very solid summer for Greenville so far. New Jersey Institute of Technology, the school for Ortiz, bats with two on and nobody out. Baseball still coming from the sun into the shadows. First pitch from stretch. Taken high, 1-0. Wind isn't blowing as hard right now as it was earlier when Ortiz batted, but still blowing out. Maybe at about 5 to 7 miles an hour. 1-0 pitch is a healthy cut. And back off the netting. Stretch. Sets at his belly button. Left leg kick in the 1-1. That one almost hit Ortiz, who arches back and jumped out of the way of that one in the right-handed batter's box. Somebody now up and starting to loosen in the Princeton pen. Looks like Bryce Amos is down there throwing. 2-1 pitch to Ortiz. Big swing and a miss at the top of the zone. 2-2. So the good news is here with the bullpens exposed and the way that they're pointed, the pitchers pitch away from you so you can see their numbers and actually tell who's throwing. No action down the left field line in the Flyboys exposed pen. 2-2 pitch to Ortiz. Up and in. It's now full on Ray with runners on first and second. Big hole on the right side of the infield for Ortiz with Garcia, the second baseman, hounding Joel Dregu. Payoff pitch. And that one is fouled away. Like a bit of a miscommunication there between runner on first, Clark, runner on second, Dregu. Dregu started and stopped, but Clark was breaking towards second base, so that could have been a disaster if Ortiz would have struck out, but luckily he fouled it off. So hopefully they are on the same page now with the signs. Neither one runs, and the pitch to Ortiz is popped up. Foul territory, first base side, over to give it a look as cares well, but he's out of room as it bounces into the bleachers. So the dugouts are underground. The bleachers are sort of raised up and run around the ballpark here, and good luck trying to find your way in and out of the field of play if you're ever here for the first time. It's like a maze down there. Another payoff pitch to Ortiz. Runners go, and the pitch is grounded foul. So that time, both of them ran. Whistlepig's defense didn't look really ready to receive a throw on that. Blake Mayberry, the third baseman, was kind of jogging slowly over to third. It was a late break for both runners. This Flyboy's trying to get some action here in the fourth. 3-2, runners don't go, and the pitch is high, ball four. That one just missed the top of the zone. So a single and back-to-back walks. Ortiz draws the free pass, and now the bases are full of Flyboys with Austin Bodie coming up. Third walk in the game issued by Stretch. Bodie lined out sharply to center field his first time up. Another fly ball like that would bring in the second run of this game. First pitch to Bodie. And this one is ripped out to deep right field. He might bring everybody in. He will. Austin Bodie with a line drive grand slam. over the right field wall. He's turned the game around with one swing of the bat. 5-3 Greenville. Aiden Hill's parents are loving it. Right down below me, they're in for the weekend series. Austin Bodie. RBIs 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's his first home run of the season. Scores himself. Sixth run of the year for Bodie. Ortiz scores for the 15th time. Clark for the 11th. Dragu for the 15th time as well. Ball traveled 357 feet. And was a line drive home run over the right field wall, which sits about 330 feet away from us. Solon Munson, the batter now. Still nobody out in the inning, and he swings and misses for strike one. Stretch from the windup again and delivers way outside. To forget sacrifice flies. Let's drive everybody in with one swing. 1-1 pitch to Munson. This one's ripped out toward the left center field gap. Long run for Bartel. He is onto the warning track and makes a nice running catch to retire Munson and record the first down here in the fourth inning. Flyboys are figuring out Jacob Stretch, second time through the order here. So now it'll be 9-hole hitter Saborn Campbell. Campbell grounded into a 6-4-3 double play his first time up. Pitch to him. This is just a little bit low for ball one. Whistlepig scored the first three runs, but five unanswered by Greenville has given him a two-run lead. And Campbell smokes this one, and a leaping grab out at second base by Ellis Garcia. So the Flyboys are racking up the lineouts. And now base is empty and two down for the seventh man to hit in the inning. Third time through the order, and another chance for Aiden Hill, who's 1-for-2 with a run scored. Stretch shakes a sign into the windup and the pitch to Hill. Up and away, 1-0. One-oh pitch to Hill. And that one is a check swing, and Hill takes it down and away, 2-0. Field umpire Jesus Morel said he did not go. He certainly did not. Flyboys came into this game eighth in the league in home runs, tied for eighth with Pulaski with eight, as Hill has a healthy cut back to the netting. They've now tied Princeton and Danville for sixth on the list with nine of them. Kingsport and Bluefield next. They have 10. Johnson City leads all the teams in home runs. They have 16 of them with their 16-5 record. 2-1 pitch to Aiden Hill. Big swing and a miss. Aiden already has the home run this summer. Three doubles as well and 16 hits for Hill. He's racking up the plate appearances. Getting a lot of work this summer. 2-2 pitch to Aiden. And this one is sent in the air, left side. That's going to be a long run for Bartel, the left fielder. He races into foul territory and makes a nice catch to retire the side. But a grand slam by Austin Bodie gives Greenville its first lead of the game. 5-3 Flyboys as we go to the bottom of the fourth.
In Alabama, the recycling industry employs nearly 11,000 men and women. Recycling just 10% more would create an additional 1,400 jobs and $66 million in personal income. To learn about recycling opportunities in your area, contact the Alabama Environmental Council. Recycling works in Alabama. Brought to you by the Alabama Environmental Council, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
A home run when you find your fit at East Tennessee State University. Our Buccaneer family makes it easy for you to connect with others and get involved.
You can take part in on-campus activities like concerts and game nights, and you'll have access to university resources that allow you to knock your academic goals out of the park. Learn more when you visit etsu.edu. Bottom of the fourth, and Austin Bodie grand slam has turned this game around. It's now 5-3 Greenville. Spencer Bartel will lead off here in the bottom of the fourth. Roan Tarbert back to work. His first pitch to Bartel. This is low for ball one. 1-0 pitch to Spencer. He is swung on and set in the air out to right field. It'll be a chance for Saborn Campbell, who retreats just shy of the track and makes the catch for out number one. Five straight batters now retired by Roan Tarbert. And one down here in the fourth.
How about for the whistle pitch? Shortstop number eight, Cade Campbell.
Bring up Cade Campbell, the shortstop. He has one of the two whistle pigs hits in this contest. An RBI double back in the second. Tarbert from the windup delivers. And that one stays high. Taken low, 2-0. University of California, Berkeley for Cade Campbell, a 6-1 right-handed hitter. 2-0 pitch. Inside, that one's off the glove of Munson and all the way to the backstop, 3-0. UC Berkeley hit 115 so far for Princeton. Batting 293 coming into the season. Bryce Amos continuing to toss down the right field line. 3-0 pitch to Cade Campbell, and that one misses high, ball four. Third walk in the game issued by Roan Tarbert. And a one-out base runner. Tucker Moore will be the next batter. He had a sacrifice fly his first time up. Tucker Moore is a switch hitter batting from the left side. Came into this game leading the Appalachian League in strikeouts with 28 of them. First pitch to Tucker Moore, and that one just stays high, 1-0. Sun has disappeared behind some cloud cover, so the field in the shade at the moment. Might make it a little bit easier for the hitters. Campbell leads off first. He does have four steals, held on by Dragu. Not going, and the pitch from Tarbert misses outside, 2-0. Much tighter zone for Sam Harris than we saw from Jesus Morel last night. Morel had a bit of a multiplier on his strike zone that he implemented before the game. 2-0 pitch is ripped down the right field line, but early is Moore. That's a foul ball. And will scatter the Whistle Pigs bullpen. See the fast food signs off in the distance. Off in center field. 2-1 pitch to Moore. Called strike 2-2. See the Performing Arts Center off beyond left center field wall with the CMC on it. See the buildings of Princeton Middle and High School, the football field off in right center. The flags blowing out there as Moore fouls this one away off to the left. It's another American flag that sits beyond the left field fence. I believe in the Walgreens parking lot or something. All the flags blowing out today. Winds out of the west. 2-2 pitch. And that one's pulled down and in. Munson with a backhand stab, and now it's a full count on Tucker Moore. It's the part of the lineup that did damage in the second inning with Campbell, Moore, and then Mayberry at the bottom. Payoff pitch to Tarbert. Runner goes. Got a good jump. Pitch is swung on and missed. Munson's throw is high. And Wallace Clark does a nice job to jump up and grab that, prevent it from going into center field. So Moore strikes out swinging. Campbell steals second base. That's his fifth steal of the summer. But now two outs and a runner on second for Phoenix Mesa. First strikeout of the game for Roan Tarbert. Flyboys lead 5-3, bottom of the fourth, seven-inning game. Phoenix Mesa grounded out to second his first time up. First pitch to Phoenix. There's a strike. Like something that wasn't a fastball that caught the outside corner. Taking a look at the radar again. Line of storms off to the west, well off to the west. Should be plenty of time to get this baseball game in. Might get rained on the bus ride home, though. One pitch to Mesa. That one stays high, 1-1. One pitch to Phoenix. Tarbert delivers it. Swung on and hit on the ground, out to short. Clark will charge to his left and throw out Mesa to end the fourth inning. So a one-out walk, a stolen base, but Campbell is stranded on second base. 5-3 Flyboys through four as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
As an educator, Mr. Nelson's teachings are still being quoted in school.
Education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world.
Mr. Nelson taught hope.
Everyone can rise above their circumstances if they are dedicated and passionate.
And giving our best efforts.
It's always impossible until it's done.
Mr. Nelson Mandela's teachings not only united a nation, they inspire us today. Inspiration. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. This boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. The General Morgan Inn is the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Plan your visit now by calling 423-787-1000.
Top of the fifth inning, just three innings to go in this seven-inning Sunday game. We are into the bullpen for the first time as the Whistle Pigs make the call, make the whistle, whatever these things do. Bryce Amos into the game for Jacob Stretch. Stretch, four innings, five hits, five earned runs. Three walks, two strikeouts. He gave up a grand slam to Austin Bodie, and now Bryce Amos, 19-year-old, 6'5", 235-pound right-hander, who attends West Virginia University, will appear in this game. 9.39 ERA for Amos over six appearances for Princeton. 7 2/3 innings, five hits, nine runs, eight of them earned. Nine walks, six strikeouts, and he will face Tyler Cerny, who's 12 for his first 35 this summer. And Cerny sends that one right back where it came from, a solid single that three hops the center fielder. Second hit of the game for Tyler Cerny, who just seems like every time he comes up there, he hits the baseball hard. He's a leadoff man aboard here in the fifth. This lineup really starting to click for Greenville. Cerny, Bodie just hit a grand slam. Boyle seems to be heating up. Mentioned Clark earlier, who's raised his average by about 80 points over the last week. Jack Mosh, who's up now, leads the league in on-base percentage. And takes a strike. Stadium lights just came on here. There's eight of them. Four in the outfield. As we are in the shade. Probably wasn't necessary to turn the lights on, but we have just past 7 o'clock Eastern time. Howie Boxley here with you. 0-1 pitch from Amos to Mosh, and Mosh sends this one well in the air into center field. Kazuski will spin around a couple times, adjust himself, and catch it for out number one. Joel Dragoo will be next. He is 1-for-2. We are coming up on the 4th of July. We'll have more on the 4th when we get to the bottom of the 5th. Joel Dragoo bats with runner on first, one out, 5-3 Flyboys, and takes a strike over the outside corner. Amos throws a sinker as his fastball, a slider, and a splitter. 0-1. Like a slider that time, and apparently missed the zone. A ball and a strike now on Dragoo. Dragoo's extended his hitting streak to 3 games. Cerny now with a 6-gamer working. Both men will take that into play tomorrow in Elizabethton for the July 3rd game. 1-1 pitch to Dragoo, and this one is off the netting. And just short of the Princeton dugout on the first base side. Picked up by somebody sitting outside the dugout to try to get a better view where you're on ground level. It's a little hot here in the press box. Temperature's around 80 degrees. Pickoff attempt, and Cerny back in with the dive. One-two pitch to Joel Dragoo. One's taken outside, 2-2. Dragoo wields a gray bat, waves it around his right shoulder. Runner goes, and the pitch is swung on and shot down the left field line. That's a fair ball. Tyler Cerny rounds second, heads for third. He's going to be waved around by Dennis Cook. He's going to score. RBI double for Joel Dragoo, and now a 6-3 Greenville lead. Was a perfect hit and run executed by Dragoo and Cerny. Give Joel Dragoo another RBI. He has 23 of them now on the summer, as he is trying to chase down Colby Backus for the league lead in RBIs. Backus came in with 25. Wallace Clark, the batter, he's walked and scored. First pitch to Clark is ripped out into right field. That's going to be played on one hop by Robinson Jr. Dragoo's going to get the stop sign as Robinson shows off his cannon, but Clark will take second on the throw. So a heads-up base running by Wallace Clark to take second base on that throw. Jesse Robinson Jr. showed off his cannon. He one-hopped home plate, but he neglected the fact that Wallace Clark was going to take second, so it's a single, and Clark takes second on the throw. And runners on second and third as Greenville looks to add to its 6-3 lead. Ortiz has a double and a walk. He scored a run. Infield in for Princeton. And Ortiz takes down and away 1-0. Bodie's on deck. He's the man with a grand slam. Ortiz walked with runners on first and second his last time up, and loaded the bases for Bodie. 1-0 pitch to Ortiz with the infield drawn in, and here's a good fastball strike. Amos throws hard. Pops the mitt. Pitch 92 miles an hour, the last one. 1-1 to Ortiz. Slider, and that one is nub foul off to the right. Flyboys working through the order for the third time. They have 8 hits in this game, 6 runs. 3 runs and just 2 hits for the Whistle Pigs. 1-2. Broken bat flare out to short. That's going to be caught by Campbell. Both runners will retreat to second and third. So Ortiz out on a line to the shortstop. He's the second out of the inning. And now Bodie will bat with 2 in scoring position and 2 men down. Austin Bodie, bats with runners on second and third, two outs, right on left here. Amos to Bodie, and Bodie takes a called strike. Grand slam at just under 360 feet. A 1. Drops in for strike 2. O 2 to Austin. Broken bat, shattered his barrel, sent it out to the right side. The ball went to the left side of the infield, and it's caught by Blake Mayberry to retire the side. But another good inning for Greenville. RBI double for Joel Dragoo. Now a 6-3 lead for the Flyboys as we go to the bottom of the fifth in a 7-inning game.
All in together now. We can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Roll it out, roll it out.
We know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cut it down. We know what to eat.
We'll swap it out.
We eat healthy stuff.
Just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day. That's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Let the Nyswanger Performing Arts Center entertain you. Impact provides a variety of entertainment options from classic rock and country to bluegrass and captivating educational shows. Impact has something for everyone. The 2023-24 season is coming soon and tickets go on sale July 6th at 10 a.m. so you don't want to be left out. Visit Impact's website at npacgreenville.com or stop by the box office Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Impact is located on Tusculum Boulevard adjacent to Greenville High School. Hey Greenville Flyboys fans, you don't want to miss out on the best fireworks show in East Tennessee on July 4th at Pioneer Park. The Flyboys will be taking on the Elizabethton River Riders at 7 o'clock with the 4th of July fireworks extravaganza taking place immediately after the game. Get your tickets now for the Tuesday game at flyboysbaseball.com. Greenville having fun on a Sunday right now. They lead the Whistlepig 6-3 as we go to the bottom of the fifth in a 7-inning game. 9-hole hitter Blake Mayberry takes outside 1-0. Roan Turber continues here in the fifth. He's trying to qualify for the win. Turber shakes off Munson and delivers a 1-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss. And now 1-1. These Whistlepigs will also be playing at home on July 4th. They will play at 1 o'clock. He's talking to the broadcaster and the voice of the Whistlepigs for the home feed, at least, as the 1-1 pitch misses up and away to Mayberry, 2-1. And he was letting me know that they have a hot dog eating contest before the game at 1, and he's going to be in it. He's going to win it. 2-1 pitch, drops in for strike 2. He finished second last year in the hot dog eating contest with 9 hot dogs in 10 minutes. 2-2 pitch, outside, 3-2. Winner 8-13, so it's the redemption arc for my Princeton Whistlepig broadcast colleague. He's going to get it done this year. 3-2 pitch is sent on the ground into left field. That was just to the left of Ray Ortiz, the third baseman. Third hit of the game for the Whistlepigs. And a leadoff runner here in the bottom of the fifth. They do a ton of festivities here in Princeton on the 4th of July. They shoot the fireworks at the soccer field later at night. You can see them from miles around, according to broadcast partner here in Princeton, Mike Kazuski, the batter, ground out in a line out. First pitch to the leadoff hitter, and there's a breaking pitch that drops in for strike 1. A 1 to Kazuski. And a check swing. He didn't mean to, but it catches his bat and it's off the netting. And Kazuski's behind 0-2.
Flyboys trying to sweep away the Whistle Pigs and improve to 500 halfway through the year. 0-2. Breaking pitch. That one stays outside. One ball and two strikes. So we have the hot dog eating contest here. We'll have the legit hot dog eating contest where I'm sure Joey Chestnut will shove down about 100 wieners or so and take home another title as Kazuski takes that one high. It's now two balls and two strikes. I'm very conflicted on the hot dog eating contest. Don't know how you guys feel about it. You can chime in on the text line at 828-592-4436 as Kazuski awaits a 2-2 pitch and grounds it foul past first. It's like I love it. It's like feels like the most electric 10 minutes in sports, but it's also just gross. I mean, they are just shoving those hot dogs in the water. They're sloshing it everywhere. The bread goes flying. The hot dogs go flying. It's like you can't comprehend how one man can do that as the 2-2 pitch to Kazuski is fouled off and out of play. And on the 4th of July, of course, I'm wanting to eat my own grilled hot dogs, but then I see that and I'm like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. Just animals out there, man. It's crazy to watch, though. Those guys train hard. 2-2 pitch to Kazuski. This one is sent in the air out to left center field. Over is the left fielder, Bodie. And he's got it for out number one. One on, one out. Bottom of the fifth, 6-3 Greenville in this seven-inning game. There is now some tossing down the right field line as Tyler Serb, the newest Greenville Flyboy, just graduated high school. He is warming up down the left field line, so we might get our first look at Tyler. But Tarbert trying to get through the fifth and qualify for the win. Jesse Robinson Jr., the batter. That one's pulled off the plate. 1-0. Robinson is 0-for-2 with a pair of ground outs. One-oh pitch to Jesse Robinson Jr. And that one's down and away, 2-0. Two-oh pitch to Jesse Robinson. That one stays downstairs, 3-0. If Robinson walks here, Garcia will come up representing the tying run. 3-0 pitch. This one's popped up, and that one will reach the seats and become a souvenir. Sun is out again here at Honeycutt Field. One pitch to Robinson Jr. This one's popped up again out of play off to the right, so the sun is shining again. Temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s. Stadium lights are on at 7:20 Eastern time. Showers and storms off to the west. Should hopefully stay away for the remainder of the contest. Flyboys will travel back on the bus about a 2.5 to 3 hour trip back to Tusculum. Following tonight's game, 3-2 pitch to Robinson. It swung on and sent in the air out to right field. Saborn Campbell camps under it and catches it for the second out. So a leadoff single, but then a pair of flyouts, and now Tarbert is one out away from qualifying for the win here. No rest for the weary. Flyboys will travel to Elizabethton for a 7 o'clock start tomorrow night. We'll be playing the River Riders for the third time in Elizabethton. Have the call right here on the radio side of things as Ellis Garcia is the batter. And Garcia takes outside. So this is the only stretch of the year where every team is asked to play 8 games in a row. And in fact, some teams asked to play 9 games in a row with the doubleheaders earlier in the week before we finally get an off day on July 5th. No pitch to Garcia is banged on the ground. That's a tricky hop for Ortiz, and he can't make the play. It's off his glove and into left field. So a tough play, but an E5 on Ortiz. Second error in the game on Ray. And Now there will be two on and two out. And Cam Careswell will represent the tying run. Now my podcast colleague over here next door calls him the Tower of Power, Light Tower, Lightning Power Tower, something. So Careswell has one home run this season. Has a team-leading 15 RBIs. He scored a run in this game. Andy Collins was out to chat with Tarbert for a brief moment. He ran off the mound. So July 3rd in Elizabethton, July 4th at home in Greenville. We need to pack that place out. Pioneer Park, sell that thing out. Fireworks after the game, of course. 1-0 pitch to Cam Careswell. Not the 1-0 pitch. First pitch of the sequence and nothing in one. Scoreboard wins again out in left center. Fooled by it. But Careswell was fooled by the breaking pitch by Tarbert. So nothing in one. Tarbert checks on Mayberry at second. Looks toward Careswell and brings the 0-1. Up and away, 1-1. Back pick down to second by Munson, and back in standing up is Mayberry. Be careful there if you're Solon. Don't want to throw a ball into center field and allow any advance. One pitch to Careswell. That one drops in for strike two. Tarbert an out away from sending this game to the six. 6-3 Flyboys. Tarbert shakes once. Now gets the sign he likes. Sets at the belt. Lowers the glove down below the belt. Quick left leg kick, and the pitch is taken high by Careswell. Check swing and the appeal out to the field umpire Morrell, who's camped out behind Tarbert. And Morrell says no, he did not. So 2-2 on Careswell with two on and two out. Deuces wild here in the fifth. Pitch from Tarbert. That one's taken high. Careswell reaches. Spencer Bartell will be the batter. Nobody throwing down the left field line anymore, so that either means Serb is ready or that Flyboys expect Tarbert to get out of this inning. Payoff pitch. Runners go, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Roan Tarbert finishes with a flurry here in the fifth inning. He strikes out Careswell to strand a couple of base runners. 6-3 Greenville. On to the sixth.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth inning in a seven-inning game. Flyboys lead 6-3 as we dance with Bucky the Whistle Pig. Flyboys will send up Solon Munson, Saborn Campbell, and Aiden Hill here in the sixth inning as Bucky breaks it down in the bleachers down below me and gets a hug. So that's wholesome. Solon Munson has walked once, and he's lined out to left. Flyboys with a four-run fourth and single runs in the third and fifth. They did trail 3-0, but they've scored six unanswered, trying to come back on Princeton again. As Munson awaits the first pitch from Amos, which is a fastball outside. Princeton has been blowing some leads lately. Of course, they led 7-3 last night when the Flyboys scored five to stun them in the ninth. 1-0 pitch to Munson, and he pops this one up on the infield. Shortstop, Cade Campbell. One step into the outfield grass, catches it for out number one. On June 28th, the Whistle Pigs were up 7-2 over Pulaski going into the eighth. The River Turtles scored 2 in the eighth, 4 in the ninth to walk off the Princeton Whistle Pigs. That was on Wednesday. Seaborn Campbell, the batter, he's 0-2 and chases a pitch out of the zone. Princeton Whistle Pigs, formerly the Princeton Rays from 1997 to 2020, also affiliated with the Reds and the Pirates in the 90s and 80s, as Campbell takes a called strike 2. Nice bender that time from Amos. That had a horizontal break of 20 inches. My goodness. 2 pitch from Amos. Another slider, and this one is served into right field by Seaborn Campbell. So one time too many for Amos, and Campbell figures him out, picks up the ninth hit of the game for Greenville and stands at first base with one out here in the sixth. Last title for the Princeton Whistle Pigs came all the way back in 1994 when Princeton beat Johnson City to claim the 1994 Appalachian League title. Of course, that was still when the league was affiliated with minor league baseball. Aiden Hill, the batter now with one on and one out. He's 1-for-3 with a run scored. Amos to Hill. That one darts down and into the lefty. Josh Hamilton played for the Princeton Rays. 2010 MVP in Major League Baseball, Josh Hamilton. Johnny Gomes, Wade Davis, Carl Crawford, some other names you might know. Runner goes from first, and the pitch is slapped into left field. Perfect hit and run executed by Greenville. Campbell vacated his spot at shortstop, and then Aiden served it right to where he was standing. Excellent job there. Back-to-back singles, two on, one out. I mean, that could not have been done any better. As Campbell took off from first, and Cade Campbell, the fielder, two Campbells in this sequence, took off to second to try to cover, and then Hill served it the other way, right where Campbell was standing before Seaborn took off. So two on, one out for Tyler Cerny, who has two more hits in this game. He has another RBI and another run, and he rips this one to deep left field. Tyler Cerny just got under it as Bartell is over and under to make the catch. I thought, by the way, Cerny hit it, and by the way he reacted, that he got into that one, but he got under it just a little bit. And so it's just a fly out to left, and now two outs for Jack Mosh. Jack Mosh, a rare game where he hasn't reached base. Might be my fault, as I mentioned at least three times how he led the league in on-base percentage coming in at 514, but it's been knocked down a little bit with his 0-for-3 game. First pitch of the sequence from Amos. Is popped up, foul territory, third base side. Mayberry over to give it a look, but it is over the dugout and into the bleachers, a foul ball. Another right-hander tossing for the Whistle Pigs down the right field line. That is Caden Varilla Payne. Caden Varilla Payne. Very interesting name. We'll see what the Flyboys do when we get to the bottom of the sixth. They lead it 6-3 right now with two on, two out, and an 0-1 count to Jack Mosh. And Mosh rips this one into right center field. That's going to drop down for a hit. You couldn't hold Jack down for long. Campbell's going to score. Here comes Hill. He's going to be waved around. He's going to score. Two RBI double for Jack Mosh, and an 8-3 Greenville lead. There you go, Jack. Thought the sky was falling or something with Mosh not reaching base, but the Missouri player just cracked it off the bat at 96 miles an hour, picked up RBIs 10 and 11, chased home Campbell for the third time this summer. Aiden Hill scores his second run of the game, 11th of the season. And now Joel Dragoo, who's already picked up his 23rd RBI in this game. Dragoo takes a slider that catches the outside corner. Nothing in one. Navy blue batting helmet to match his jersey for Dragoo. Gray bat, which he'll whip halfway through the zone one time and then wave it in a circular motion over his right shoulder. Going to wait the 0-1. Another bender. This one stays high. It's almost like that Amos has two different breaking pitches that he's throwing here. One that bends more horizontally and one that bends more vertically. Saw the vertical one that time. Both still look like sliders, though. 1-1 pitch from Amos. Fastball this time, and Dragoo fouls it straight back into the netting. 8-3, Fly Boys. We are in the sixth. Seven-inning Sunday. We'll take a look at some other scores around the league when we get to the bottom of the sixth. 1-2 pitch to Dragoo. Taken outside. Tucker Moore dove into the left-handed batter's box to stab that one with a backhand. Two two to Dragoo. A bender, and Dragoo got a piece of that to stay alive. Amos sets, around his belly button, taps his lead left leg, kicks it, and brings it. Runner goes to third, pitches high, throw down to third, skips down the left field line. Here comes Jack Mosh. He's going to score on a stolen base and an E2. 9-3 Greenville. So nice job by Jack Mosh to force the issue there. Brings in the third run of the inning. And now a six-run lead for the Fly Boys. Just six outs to get. Everybody will go home happy. Payoff to Dragoo, swing and a miss. So Amos strikes out Dragoo, but not before giving up 3 sixth-inning runs. The Fly Boys extend their lead to 6. 9-3 Greenville as you listen to Greenville Fly Boys Baseball on MinorLeagueBaseball.com.
Maybe he was born with his witty humor.
Some people bring joy wherever they go, some whenever they go.
Or as a Frontier newspaper reporter.
There's nothing to be learned from the second kick of a mule.
Maybe he got his insights from being a riverboat captain.
Never argue with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference.
Wherever he went, Mark Twain found humor all around. Humor. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
Wait till you see the bike we got for Jake. It is the coolest thing.
Hearing loss happens gradually with age, making it easy to ignore. Yet most older Americans aren't getting their hearing tested.
Dad, can you hear me?
Untreated hearing loss can keep your loved ones from enjoying what they cherish most. Don't let that happen. Speak up about hearing loss. You'll be glad you did. Brought to you by the American Speech Language Hearing Association.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 9 unanswered runs scored by the Greenville Flyboys. They lead the Whistle Pigs 9-3. And we get our first look at Tyler Serve. Tyler Serve, a right-handed pitcher, 6'1", 170. He will take over for Roan Tarbert. He just graduated high school. Did Tyler Serve. Excellent job for Roan Tarbert. 5 innings pitched. 3 hits, 3 earned runs, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts for Tarbert, who's in line for the win. Tyler Serb just turned 18 years of age on June 23rd. That was just over a week ago. Originally from Howard, Pennsylvania, where he went to Bald Eagle Area High School. He is committed to play baseball at the Allegheny College of Maryland this fall. In high school, in his senior season, he sported a 1.48 ERA and was 9-3 over 15 appearances and 4 games started. Also wasn't too shabby as a hitter, but coming in to play for Greenville primarily as a pitcher. So 6'1", 170. Even that may be generous for the kid that was born in 2005. Face off with Spencer Bartell to start it. And the first pitch to Bartell is a pitch that was at the knees but called ball one. 1-0 pitch, and that one's fouled away by Bartell. Tyler Sherb, no stranger to winning. His high school won the state championship this season for their class size. As the 1-0 pitch is hit hard to deep left field, Austin Bodie goes back. He's at the wall. He leaps. He can't catch it. It's off the center of the wall, and a stand-up double for Spencer Bartell, who welcomes Tyler Sherb into the Appalachian League very rudely. It's not very nice of Spencer Bartell. I figured he would bring him some cheese and crackers and maybe a fruit bowl or something, but no. Just rip a double off the left field wall. It's a way to make a good impression, Spencer. Come on now. Kid was just born in 05. Give him some slack. Cade Campbell has reached base twice in this game, has a double, an RBI, and a run scored. And he grounds that one foul. So for Tyler Sherb, you'd imagine he's got to be kind of nervous. Even though there's not too many people here at this stadium. Four-seam, two-seam, curveball, change up the pitch mix for Sherb. Sets kind of cockeyed and brings a curveball that time, misses inside. Obviously, he's pitched in big high school games with his team winning the state championship, but there's something about this that just feels a little bit different. I mean, it's a wood bat league. These are guys that are prepping in hopes of playing minor league baseball one day. 2-1 pitch, big swing and a miss. Nice pitch that time from Serb. All you got to do is just get your first out, just feel comfortable out there on the mound. No pressure, 9-3 game. Don't want to press too much. Obviously, your stuff plays or you wouldn't be here. 2-2. Fastball just missed low. Solon Munson, his catcher, he also just graduated high school. So a couple of young guys on the hill and behind the plate. Pitch is ripped down the left field line, but that's a foul ball by Cade Campbell. Serb's black hair falls out of his red cap, has a black glove as well, holds the ball behind his back in his right hand, sets head high, offset, and brings it, and that one is grounded foul again. So Campbell putting up a good fight. When Serb comes set, he has his right foot on the rubber. Of course, he's from the stretch here. His left foot is more toward third than his right foot as he's sets just sort of offset and brings another 2-2. This one is poked into shallow right field. That's going to be a long run for Campbell. And the first baseman, Dragoo Campbell, the right fielder, ranges over and makes a nice catch. First out for Tyler Sherb, recorded here in the summer of 2023. Tucker Moore will be the next batter. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a sacrifice fly. Serb will step up off the mound for a second. Sun is still shining just a bit down on the field, but it's getting into that dusky time almost. First pitch from Serb to Moore, and that one misses outside. Moore, the switch hitter, still batting left with another righty out there. Flyboys down to just two lefties on their pitching staff now, at least momentarily. 1-0 pitch. That one stays low. Serb kind of kicked his right foot up. That's his landing foot, and tried to readjust that landing spot. Trying to get it figured out. Every pitcher has a different stride, of course, and a different spot they like to land, which can be messed up by the previous pitchers. 2-0 pitch from Serb. There's a strike. Top of the zone. Sam Harris raises up his right fist. 9-3 Greenville, bottom of the sixth inning. Seven-inning game, runner on second, one out. 18-year-old Tyler Serb is on the mound. 2-1 pitch to Moore, and this one is served softly into right field. That's going to drop down for a hit. Bartel had to hold up at second to make sure it wasn't going to be caught on a line, so he goes second to third. And now runners on the corners and one out for Phoenix Mesa. It's a great spot for Dennis Cook and Greenville to get Tyler Serb in. It's a six-run game. No matter what situation he comes in, he's going to have butterflies. But for Serb, somewhat of a low-pressure situation. Again, he already got one out. Continue to do your thing. Try to pick up a couple more outs here as this ball is served to first. Step on the bag, one. Throw down to second. That ball is going to be dropped by Clark. So that had to be a tag out at second base. Phoenix Mesa grounds out three unassisted. He's out number two. Tucker Moore reaches second on that. Spencer Bartel scores from third. Give Phoenix Mesa an RBI. And now it's 9-4. You can live with that. Two outs, runner on second. Still a five-run lead. Blake Mayberry, the nine-hole hitter. He's 2-for-2 with a run batted in as the sun peaks out again. And Mayberry rips this one into left field. That's down for a hit. Being held up at third will be Tucker Moore. Third hit in the inning for the Princeton Whistle Pigs. Runners on the corners, two outs, and we're back to the top. And Mike Kazuski will be the batter as we start to enter the dangerous part of this Princeton Whistle Pigs order. Again, just need one out, though, to get out of this and send us to the last inning of the game on 7-inning Sunday. Pickoff attempt, not a bad move there from Sir, but back in standing up was Mayberry, who had a paltry lead over there at first. Nobody trying to make the third out. First pitch to Kazuski, and that one sent foul off to the left. And he started with a double by Bartel, who greeted Serb rudely off the left field wall. Fly out to right, single. Ground out to first that scored a run, another single. And these runners on the corners and two outs for Kazuski in a 9-4 Flyboys game. A one pitch, and this one is swung on and sent out of play off to the left again, 0-2. Jesse Robinson Jr. on deck. Greenville would like to face him with the bases empty in the seventh. O-2 pitch to Kazuski. And this one is lifted down the left field line over toward the Flying Boys bullpen and out of play. Daniel Egan is down there tossing for Greenville. If Serb runs into extended trouble. O-2 pitch to Kazuski. Outside, 1-2. Kazuski 0-for-3 in this game. Ground out, line out, fly out. One two from Serb. Outside, 2-2. Munson tried to bring that one back, but that one was clearly off the plate. Deuces wild for Mike Kazuski. Serb sets again, head high, brings it. And Kazuski barely got a piece of that. You could barely even hear his bat make contact with that ball. But he did get just enough of it to stay alive. Another 2-2 pitch. Outside, full count. Do not want to let Kazuski reach and bring Jesse Robinson up in this spot. Three-two pitch to Kazuski. Runner goes from first, and the pitch is slapped in the left center field. That's going to drop down for a base hit. Moore's going to score. Rounding third and being waved home is Mayberry. Here comes the throw. Not in time. Two RBI double for Mike Kazuski, and now a 9-6 game. So Mayberry got the privilege of being able to run there with 3-2 and two outs. Two RBIs for Kazuski, who has 10 of them on the year. And now Jesse Robinson Jr., who is 0-for-3 in this game. He's batting .365 on the season, though, and he almost gets hit by a breaking pitch, 1-0. This might be a spot where if you're Greenville, you want to come out and just talk to serve. If you're Collins, just calm him down just a little bit. Team still leads by three. Still just need one out. 1-0. Swung on and sent into left field. There's another base hit. Here comes Kazuski. He's going to be waved around third. Throw to the plate is going to be not in time. Jesse Robinson Jr. picks up an RBI single. It's now 9-7, and the Whistle Pigs will bring the tying run to the plate. RBI number 16 for Robinson Jr. Kazuski scores for the 13th time, and here comes Dennis Cook. Out to chat with Tyler Serb, puts his hand on his shoulder, trying to tell everybody you're all right. This is what I was talking about. Very brief meeting. Cook quickly sprints off the field. Former major league pitcher imparting some wisdom on the rookie Tyler Serb, who just graduated high school, just turned 18 years old. He's given up five hits and four runs so far here in the sixth. It's 9-7 Greenville. Ellis Garcia's the batter, and that one bounces up there. Again, Serb going to the landing spot and trying to work it out. Garcia, the eighth man to hit in this inning. He represents the tying run. ...1-0 pitch to Ellis is ripped out to third. Nice pick by Ray Ortiz, who goes the short way to second. But the ball is dropped by Tyler Cerny. The ball was smashed by Ellis Garcia. I don't know how Ortiz got it in his glove. He fired a bit high to Cerny. It caught a ton of leather, but then popped out of the mitt. So an E4 on Tyler Cerny keeps the inning alive. And here comes Cam Careswell. He represents the lead run. Daniel Egan still warming up down the left field line. First pitch to Careswell. Slider, where was that? Ball one. That caught a healthy portion of the zone according to the TrackMan data. 1-0 pitch to Cam. It's a fastball way outside, 2-0. Spencer Bartel is on deck. He started this mess with a double off the wall. Careswell is 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. 2-0 pitch to Cam. Outside, 3-0. Pitch from Tyler Serb. That one catches the outside corner, strike one. Robinson on second, Garcia on first. Four in here for the Whistle Pigs and a 9-7 Flyboys lead. 3-1. Strike two. Outside corner, now a full count, and the runners will get to take off on the pitch, so a gapper could be serious trouble for Greenville. Payoff pitch to Cam Careswell. Runners go, and the pitch is swung on and hit to center field right at Aiden Hill, who makes the catch to retire the side. So Tyler Sir runs into big trouble here in the sixth. He gives up four runs but preserves the Greenville lead. We're off to the seventh, the last inning of play. On Seven Inning Sunday, the Flyboys lead 9-7.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting, started to wander. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh, and all of a sudden, things have gotten interesting from Honeycutt Field. A 4-run sixth inning for the Princeton Whistle Pigs, and they've made it now 9-7 with 1 inning to go. On 7-inning Sunday, Caden Barilla Payne. Happy birthday, Caden. He was born on July 2nd of 2003, and he just turned 20 years old today. Born in Raleigh, North Carolina. And Barilla Payne is in his second season with the Princeton Whistle Pigs, a 12.71 ERA for Barilla Payne so far, over 4 appearances this summer. He's allowed 8 earned runs over 5 2/3 innings pitched and faces the switch hitter Wallace Clark to start it. First pitch to Clark, who bats left against the righty and takes down and away. Sun is back out here in Honeycutt Field. Shadows still on the batter's circle, and they now go up the third baseline and catch Blake Mayberry. Rest of the field still in the sun. Clark is 1-for-2 and takes outside 2-0. Wallace has scored a run in this game. 6 walks and 6 strikeouts for Varilla Payne so far. V-A-R-E-L-L-A. Varilla Payne. P-A-Y-N-E. Pretty cool name. 2-0 from Caden. Called strike 2-1. Barilla Payne sets, taps his lead left leg, kicks it and brings the 2-1 pitch, and that one is over the outside corner, but called ball 3. Barilla Payne has his right foot on the rubber, his left foot pointed toward the third base bag, and brings the 3-1, and that one misses ball 4. So a couple of decent pitches there to Clark, but he works a leadoff walk as the Flyboys try to add on to their now just 2-run lead. Probably the most interesting thing about Payne's setup and delivery is the way he bends his back right leg as he digs in on the rubber with it. It's like it's bent at a 45 angle, his back right leg, but his front left leg is straight, so he looks really awkward on the mound and brings the first pitch to Ortiz, which is outside 1-0. Ray Ortiz with a good game so far. He's reached base 2 times. He's 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. Red batting gloves for Ortiz. Stands up tall in the right-handed batter's box. And awaits a 1-0 from Barilla Payne. Outside 2-0. Payne having some trouble here locating in the 7th inning. Unclear who's going to come out to pitch the bottom of the 7th for Greenville. Could be Serb again. Might also be Daniel Egan who is throwing. Clark leads off first, held on by Careswell. And Payne delivers a 2-0 to Ortiz. That's a slider that's popped up into shallow center field. Charging in is Kazuski. And he makes the catch for out number 1. Barilla Payne, a 5-pitch pitcher. Throws a fastball, a cutter, and a slider primarily, and occasionally a sinker and a changeup. Austin Bodie had a grand slam back in the fourth inning. That's a big highlight in this game. He's also lined out and popped out. First pitch to the left-hander Bodie, and instead Verilla Payne steps off and checks back Wallace Clark to first base. He never throws it, though. A look over at Wallace. Set. And deliver. That one catches the outside corner for strike one. So Verilla Payne exclusively pitching from the stretch. Looks the same as he did when he was throwing to Clark to lead off the inning. 9-7 Greenville, top of the seventh. Runner on first, one out. A one pitch to Bodie. Broken bat, out to second base. That one's fielded by Garcia. Flips to Campbell for one, on to first. Double play. So Verilla Payne shatters the bat of Austin Bodie and sends this game to the bottom of the seventh. Flyboys need three outs. They are winning 9-7 as you listen to Greenville Flyboys Baseball on minorleaguebaseball.com.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we provide more than $150 billion each year in grants, loans, and work study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Many Americans have missed regular dental care in the past few years. It's important to see a dentist twice a year to identify any problems early. Taking care of your oral health helps overall health. Brushing at least twice a day with fluoride toothpaste and flossing daily can help prevent oral health problems. For more information, visit hrsa.gov/oral-health.
Bottom of the seventh on seven inning Sunday from Princeton, West Virginia. 9-7, Greenville Flyboys lead it with three outs to get. And 6'4", 200-pound right-hander Daniel Egan is on to try to pick up the save. Presbyterian College for Daniel, who so far this year for Greenville is 1-1 with a 5.63 ERA. Four appearances, three games started for Egan. He's thrown 16 innings, allowed 21 hits, 12 runs, 10 earned. 5 walks, 14 strikeouts, and he's looking for save number one. Before we get to the bottom of the seventh, let's take a quick look at scores around the league. The Burlington Sock Puppets have defeated the Johnson City Doughboys 6-4, so the Flyboys, if they can hold on here, will gain a game on Johnson City and be 5 games back heading into week 5. The Danville Otterbots and the Bluefield Ridge Runners went to a tiebreaker, and the Ridge Runners won the game. It was 3-3 heading to the tiebreaker. The River Riders beat the State Liners 7-3, so the River Riders are 11-11. So the only two games left going this one, and then Kingsport and Pulaski. Axemen trying to sweep the River Turtles. They lead 4-0. That game is in the third inning. Daniel Egan going to try to pick up the save here, sweep out the Whistle Pigs, and send the Greenville Flyboys to 500. Halfway through the season, playing in game 24. Egan throws his final warm-up toss. Solon Munson fires it down to second base. And Flyboys have three outs to get. Spencer Bartell, Cade Campbell, Tucker Moore, the three men standing in the way of Egan and the Flyboys. Tyler Serb, in his debut, just turned 18. One inning, 5 hits, 4 earned runs, no walks, no strikeouts. Hopefully we'll see better from him moving forward. Spencer Bartell led off the sixth inning with a double off the wall and takes inside from Egan right on right. The matchup here, Spencer Bartell 1-for-2 with a pair of runs scored. Egan stands tall on the mound, wind up in the 1-0. Fastball top of the zone, just missed as Sam Harris squeezing us again here. That was well inside the bounds of the TrackMan zone. But a called ball two, 2-0. That one's right down the middle and ripped into right field for a base hit. Promptly, Spencer Bartel brings up the tying run here in the bottom of the seventh. The man is Cade Campbell. Campbell is 1-for-2 in this game with a run in an RBI. He scored 7 runs and knocked in 8. He's hit 4 doubles. He's also in a homer. A homer here would tie the game. Middle infield looking to turn the 22nd double play of the year for Greenville. Dragoo holds on Bartel. Right on right again, and the pitch to Campbell's way high, 1-0. Pitch to Cade Campbell. Up and away, 2-0. Flyboys came back. They had a 5-4 run deficit in the ninth last night and scored 5 times. They led in this game by 6, but gave up 4 sixth inning runs. Now a leadoff single and a 2-0 count on Campbell here in a 2-run game. 2-0. Swung on and sent in the air out to right center field. Center fielder Aiden Hill is over. Way into the right center field gap, and he's got it for the first out of the seventh. One down for Tucker Moore. Tucker Moore had a single and a run scored in the 4-run sixth. He's 1-for-2 with a sacrifice fly and a strikeout in his other plate appearances. His jersey is dirty from top to bottom as he's been sprawling all over the dirt. Yellow batting gloves to represent Missouri. And the first pitch to Moore. This one is tapped up the third baseline. That's a fair ball. Ortiz charges, gloves it, throws to first. And the ball is dropped by Joel Dragoo. Dragoo's trying to say it was on the transfer as he was throwing to, as he was going to throw to second. Jesus Morel says no. It looked like that ball was in the glove for a long time for Dragoo. And Dennis Cuck is going to come out here and argue this. I mean, that ball was in the mitt for 1, 2, 3 beats. The only reason I was waiting was to see the call from Morel on a bang-bang play. Because it looked like they got him by half a step at first base. Of course, you want to wait on the field umpire to signal out. And then the ball popped out of the glove of Dragoo as he was going to throw it to second. But instead, it's going to be an E3 on Joel Dragoo. It's a missed call there by Jesus Morel. Runners on first and second. One man out. And Phoenix Mesa represents the winning run. Looks like we have a pinch runner here. AJ Solomon is on to replace Tucker Moore out at first. So AJ Solomon, a pinch runner. He represents the tying run out at first base for Tucker Moore, who just reached on a suspect E3 call on a ball that appeared to be dropped on the transfer by Joel Dragoo, but Jesus Morel said no. He dropped it straight up. So Phoenix Mesa the batter. Runners on first and second. One out. 9-7 Greenville. Two outs to get. Daniel Egan back to work. From the stretch and delivers to Mesa right down the middle for a pitch that was actually called a strike. 1-0. Egan stares in at Mesa. A 1 pitch to him. This one's lifted out of play. No balls and 2 strikes. The series in Princeton has not been easy. Give the Whistle Pigs credit. They're 9-13 coming in, but they put up a good fight here after they trail by 6. Mesa with no long balls this year. 0-2 pitch to Phoenix. That one's out of play. That was a good fastball that was searching the bottom of the zone. At 95 miles an hour, Daniels putting some extra heat on it here in a close game. But Mesa was choked up and able to foul it back to the screen. Feels like a really good time to drop something off speed on him. 0-2 pitch to Mesa. Top of the zone, that one pops off the glove of Munson. That's going to be a passed ball. Both runners are going to advance, and now the tying run is at second base. Bartel to third. Solomon down to second. Daniel Egan will stalk back to the mound. That wasn't a bad pitch. It was an elevated fastball. He still sets up Mesa here if he wants to drop the hammer on him. One-two pitch to Mesa. Fastball, he went. Sam Harris is going to ring him up at the plate as Mesa couldn't stop himself. Strike three on Phoenix, two men out, and the Flyboys are now one out away. Blake Mayberry, the nine-hole hitter, the final hope. Mayberry 3-for-3 in this contest with three singles, a run, and an RBI. Daniel Egan trying to retire him for the first time in this game and end it. Egan to Mayberry. Outside 1-0. Munson trying to bring that one back. 96 miles an hour on the gun that time for Daniel. Throwing some of the fastest pitches we've seen this year from a Flyboys player. He's amped up on a Sunday night. 1-0 to Mayberry. Fastball again, sent on the ground, out to second. Cerny has it. His throw to first. And the Greenville Flyboys survive. 9-7 winners against the Whistle Pigs. Greenville sweeps away Princeton and heads home at the halfway point at 500. We'll work on some final totals from Honeycutt Field. We'll bring them to you. And then we'll get you set for the July 3rd and 4th series against the Elizabethan River Riders.
Here's the Whistle Pigs. I'd like to thank you for joining us for this game. And I'd like you to join for our next games coming up. Now, the Whistle Pigs will be on the road in Pulaski tomorrow evening. Then we'll return home on the 4th of July for our 1 o'clock 4th of July game. 1 p.m. We'll start festivities here at Honeycutt Field for
So the first three runs of this game were scored by the Princeton Whistle Pigs, but then nine unanswered by Greenville, and they hang on late to win 9-7. So here we go. We have the final totals tallied up from Honeycutt Field and a sweep for the Greenville Flyboys. 9 runs, 12 hits, 4 errors, 4 men left on base for Greenville. 7 runs on 9 hits, 1 error, and 8 men left on base for the Princeton Whistle Pigs. The Flyboys are now 12-12 and 5 behind the Johnson City Doughboys in the Western Division. The Princeton Whistle Pigs fall to 9-14. They are 6 back of the first place Burlington Sock Puppets in the East. Flyboys are now 6-6 on the road. Whistle Pigs are 4-8 home. And Greenville is 2-0 against Princeton this year, now on a 2-game winning streak. The Whistle Pigs drop their 4th straight game. Roan Tarbert picks up the win in this one. He is now 1-1 on the season after going 5 innings and allowing 3 hits and 3 earned runs, 3 walks and 2 strikeouts. Jacob Stretch, in his final start of the summer, takes the loss for the Princeton Whistle Pigs. He went 4 innings, allowed 5 hits, 5 earned runs, 3 walks and 2 strikeouts. Give Daniel Egan his first save of the season. 1 inning for Daniel, 1 hit, no runs. He struck out 1 man. Time of game, 2 hours and 6 minutes. I've had a ton of fun talking to you guys from Princeton, West Virginia. Be sure to join me tomorrow night from Elizabethton on the July 3rd game against the River Riders. I'll be live at about 6:50 Eastern Time right here on the radio side of things, and we'll turn it back over to the video for July 4th and the fireworks extravaganza from Pioneer Park. Until then, have a great rest of your Sunday. As always, stay fly.